How to interpret measurements of diffuse light in stacked observations of groups and clusters of galaxies, by Saeed Alama Mahad et al. The diffuse light within galaxy groups and clusters provides valuable insight into the growth of massive cosmic structures. Groups are particularly interesting in this context, because they represent the link between galactic halos and massive clusters. However, low surface brightness makes their diffuse light extremely challenging to detect individually. Stacking many groups is a promising alternative, but its physical interpretation is complicated by possible systematic variations of diffuse light profiles with other group properties. Another issue is the often ambiguous choice of group center. We explore these challenges using mock observations for 497 galaxy groups and clusters with halo masses from 10 to the power of 12 M Sun to 1.5 times 10 to the power of 15 M Sun at redshift 0.1 from the Hydrangea Cosmological Hydrodynamic Simulations. In 18% of groups with at least 5 galaxies above 10 to the power of 9 M Sun in stellar mass, the R-band brightest galaxy is not the one at the center of the gravitational potential. Line-of-sight projections account for half of these cases. Misentering does not significantly affect the ensemble average mass density profile or the surface brightness profile for our sample. Even within ambiguously centered halos, different centering choices lead to only a 1% change in the total fraction of diffuse intragroup light, FIGL. We find strong correlations of FIGL with the luminosity of the central group galaxy and halo mass. Stacking groups in narrow bins of central galaxy luminosity will therefore make the physical interpretation of the signal more straightforward than combining systems across a wide range of mass. This was, How to Interpret Measurements of Diffuse Light in Stacked Observations of Groups and Clusters of Galaxies, by Saeed Alama Mahad et al.